You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Lily Jamali. When you think about gin, what tastes come to mind? Pine, maybe some citrus or coriander? Well, it can vary quite a bit because unlike some spirits that are highly regulated, gin is not. Distillers can throw in all kinds of flavors and call it gin as long as a hint of juniper berries gets in there. Well, researchers in Edinburgh, Scotland were not satisfied by this. They've been identifying the exact elements that define gin using, get this, nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. Think of it as something like an MRI scan that lets scientists create a fingerprint for flavors. And it could have big implications for this very old industry. Eve Thomas wrote about it for Wired.
The point of the research was to decide if you can analyze gin through NMR spectroscopy and whether the results of the research would actually be meaningful. Because the answer was yes, it means that in theory, it could be adopted by distillers in the industry. In reality, the equipment is really expensive, so it's probably not going to be rolled out widely just yet. But that doesn't make the research insignificant. It's a sector which has got a few big problems at the moment that it needs to adapt to. In particular, one of its big problems is climate change, which is impacting the quality and the quantity of available juniper berries. There are also questions about how to protect the industry's heritage. It's got a really rich history. But at the moment, because it's really unregulated, there are a lot of products which call themselves a gin, but don't really meet the requirements.
Mm-hmm. It's not regulated. And so what does that mean for the variation among different types of gin that you could buy at a store?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a wild west at the moment. You could get almost anything which calls itself a gin. Technically, there are some rules. In the EU, the main requirement is that a gin must have a 37.5% ABV, which is alcohol by volume. And the second rule really is that it should taste predominantly of juniper. But other than that, you can kind of do anything. It's really good for creativity. You can do loads with it. It's why we get really interesting fruit gins. But it is quite different to some other sectors. For example, Scotch whisky is really, really tightly regulated. Actually, I don't think that gin distillers really want to see these same tight rules and regulations because no one wants to have to navigate that. But having spoken to some distillers, everyone would like to see counterfeits off the market because the premium sector in particular would like that heritage preserved.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think there is such a loose definition right now of what makes gin, gin?
I think it's because consumers are really enjoying these innovative products. We see it more and more in the alcohol sector generally, and especially in the premium sector. So NMR spectroscopy, if it did result in tighter regulation, it could be a bit of a shame for the industry. And I don't think consumers want to see it. So I think if NMR spectroscopy can be a tool for innovation, that would be brilliant. But regulation itself can stifle innovation.
That was reporter Eve Thomas. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.